I'd like to talk to you again about kingdom character. Somebody said, why do you talk so much about character? Character is who we really are. Character is where we live and move and have our being. Character, you're not ever going to be anything more than your character. Your character is who you really are. People know you to be who your character is. And so when we talk about character, it's the most important thing. I like an example of something somebody said a long time ago that I heard. He said that, you know, the cheaper the material, the higher the gloss. When you're selling especially wood materials, the cheaper the wood, the higher the gloss you have to put on it, a varnish or something. Why? Because the wood itself doesn't have a whole lot of character. So you got to add some gloss to it and some cheap varnish to make it more attractive, so that people can buy it. Well, a lot of people's character is like that. The cheaper the character, the cheaper the person, the higher the gloss. We got to put on all kinds of things to make us feel good and great about ourselves. But you know, the cheaper the material, the higher the gloss. And the older you get, the more that gloss it just fades away. You know, the Bible said that the glory of man is as the grass of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades away, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And so if we develop our character, it doesn't matter how old we get, there's something so grand about great character. Character will get you a lot further in life than gloss will, and the gloss will fade away. Character is our moral constitution. Character is the overflow from our inner man. Character is our essential makeup. Our life is never more than our character. Our character is a photograph of our true self. It is no more nor less than who we really are. And so we need to develop our character, and we need to be Word of God based and not just convenience based. When you have a character that is strong, you don't fade under pressure. You don't bend when things get hard. You remain constant and consistent. You turn to the Spirit of God inside of you, not to the convenient way. You don't look for shortcuts. You look for the truth. You don't become convenience-based living. You become commitment-based. Amen. Hallelujah. People are developing they're not developing their character, they're developing their emotions. And they become emotionally based. And they can sway with the wind, and they're not dependable or accountable. But when you base your life on your character, you're basing it on the Word of God. And, you know, when you base your life on what's right and wrong and your commitment and your character, you do what's right. You do what's good. And you don't just do what's easy. You know, you want good food, not fast food. Praise the Lord. A person who's basing their life on convenience says, when I feel good, I'll do it. A person who bases their life on commitment says, when I do it, I feel good. Amen. That person is controlled by their priorities. Other people are controlled by their moods. Some people have a servanthood mindset. Other people have a selfish mindset. Some people's life and lips agree. Other people's life and lips do not agree. A person who's got a commitment-based character, they seek solutions. Other people seek excuses. And a person who's got a character of God and lives their life based on their character is an inward influenced person. That person is driven by what's inside. Other people are outwardly influenced.